A group of around 50 supporters inside the Lamplighter Inn and Suites conference room were brought to their feet as the final votes were displayed on a large screen. Calvin Morrow is chairman for the Yes Campaign Committee.
I had no inkling of which way it might go, so I was in a wait-and-see mode, and I'm very excited about the outcome.
The election had the highest voter turnout in Greene County since the early 2000s, with more than 23%. The grassroots Yes campaign gained momentum through church congregations and word-of-mouth support and lacked the same financial backing of its no-repeal opponents. Morrow says he is very excited for Springfield, but feels the next step will be about healing.
One thing we are careful not to do is we're not gloating because we were all damaged, both sides. And my heart goes out to the LGBT community. And we're probably going to be looking for ways to unite and connect.
Opponents had said the bill was unnecessary and would infringe on their religious beliefs. Supporters, meanwhile, said the law offered fundamental civil rights to LGBT persons and showed Springfield as a welcoming community. Morrow says he feels Springfield is a welcoming community and has never felt differently in the 14 years he's lived here. The Springfield City Council voted 6-3 in October to expand its non-discrimination ordinance, but a successful referendum petition sent the bill before voters on Tuesday. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.